a pro-marijuana group, says legalizing pot can help fight the opioid crisis. Side Effects Public Media's Barb Anguiano reports the activist group has been gathering medical, academic, and political support for legalized marijuana at a series of public forums this fall.
Attendees of a public forum at the Indiana State Library were greeted with a very distinct welcome mat, emblazoned with a familiar leaf. The forum was put on by the Indiana Chapter of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Around 100 people were gathered at this late August event, attire ranging in tie-dye and cannabis leaf t-shirts to suit jackets and ties. Among them was an unlikely ally.
Everyone give Republican Representative Jim Lucas a big hand.
That's right, the Republican lawmaker is supporting the group's new push for the legalization of medical marijuana, partly because NORML is highlighting the plant's potential to curb the opioid epidemic. Thomas Clark is a biologist at Indiana University South Bend and speaks at some NORML events. He says marijuana is a less dangerous alternative to conventional pain medication, but research has overlooked its benefits.
With marijuana, there are harmful effects, although these tend to be non-fatal. They're very rarely fatal. But what previous people have ignored is all these beneficial effects that are emerging in recent studies.
Clark recently published a study on the effects of marijuana. He found in states that had legalized marijuana, premature deaths, including overdoses, were lower by as much as 25%.
So it's pretty clear that marijuana, both in medical use and just recreational use, they basically save lives.
Chad Bartoloni was another speaker at NORML Forums. He's a paramedic and an adjunct professor of paramedic science at Ivy Tech in South Bend. He thinks that marijuana could be a game changer for the opioid crisis.
The research shows that people who have used medical cannabis, particularly for pain, have had subsequent decrease in the amount of opiates that they have had to take.
He points to the recent legalization of cannabidiol, or CBD oil, to treat epilepsy as an indication that the state is ready to move forward. And University of Georgia public policy professor W. David Bradford thinks he may be right. He says trends move in steps. CBD oil first, then another use, maybe some recreational uses, until...
Ultimately, as I said, all the states will be on board, and I do see a day when we're going to have pretty much across the board state-legalized whole plant cannabis laws for medical purposes.
In Indiana, Representative Lucas doesn't agree with complete legalization of cannabis, but he says he will propose a bill to legalize medical use to fight the opioid crisis.
But I was committed to seeing the decriminalization of medical cannabis as I am our gun rights in this state.
But another Republican, Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill, stands in opposition, saying it will open a Pandora's box. Lucas is ready to challenge him.
He's one of those that we're going to eventually win over, or we're going to override him with facts and science.
Andy Downs is a political analyst and runs the Downs Center for Indiana Politics at Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne.
In Jim Lucas, we actually have someone who has been a member of leadership before in the Republican caucus. So he brings with him a little extra weight, so to speak.
Lucas may not get traction on a bill this session, but he hopes a shift in public opinion will encourage other representatives to work with him on a bill. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Barb Anguiano.